Well, Kim, wheat around the state is looking pretty good. What you holding there?
Well, you know, if I was a plant soil scientist, I'd say I've got some wheat that's heading out, but I'm an economist and that looks like money to me.
It does, and there's a lot of it out here in this field specifically, and around the state, we're hearing good things.
Overall, and you look at the reports, I think 69% or so good to excellent, significantly better than it was last year. It looks like we've got a really good crop coming on in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas. The winter wheat areas just look like we're going to have well above average yields right now. Of course, we're 60 days from getting it in the bin, and you never know what you got until it gets in the bin.
That's right, especially with spring storms. Last week, we talked a little bit about prices, and you said if we get above $5, we got a chance to go 40 more cents up to $5.40. This week, we held most of the week above $5.
Yeah, you know, Monday, it went, the July contract on Kansas City went to $4.94, and I kind of said, yeah, that's what I thought it'd do. And then on Tuesday, it hit $5.04, and that's what I said. If it's above $5 on Tuesday, we got a potential 40 cents up. And we did break through that resistance, and we held it on Wednesday, where we closed right at $5. You look at what's going on. The market really just doesn't have any impetus to go up or to go down. It's just wallowing right around that $5 level, and we just have to wait and see what side it breaks out of. If I was guessing and had to bet, you know, you never bet against it while it's above $5. In other words, I just couldn't sell it. But my gut really tells me that what we're dealing with here is just a spring rally.
Spring rally, explain that for us.
Well, you know, we come through, we finished off a winter, especially if you go north in Chicago and Kansas City and those areas like that, and it's been rough. And then you've got the spring crops going in, the corn, the beans, and people in agriculture just feel good. The trees are leaving out, it's blooming, and there's just that optimism. And when you're optimistic, who wants to sell? Yes. You want to buy, and I think that's what causes a spring rally, is the buyers just come in and cover the short positions and buy the market, and we get a little spring rally.
Well, hopefully that'll keep pushing on wheat. As far as corn goes around the state, plantings are looking pretty good.
Much better than anticipated. You know, a couple weeks ago, what was everybody talking about? It's so wet. Can we get the corn planted? You know, we just can't get this 88 million plus acres planted. Plantings are going gangbusters. I mean, producers are really getting that wheat in, even moving into some of the Midwestern areas. Getting that corn in early, that's a lot of beat the summer heat. And that's good for corn yield. That's not so good for corn prices.
Because we still have a lot of corn in the bin.
We got corn in the bin. You know, exports haven't been as good as, say, they'd wanted them to be several months ago. USDA on the last report raised the ending stocks for corn, I think up near 1.9 billion bushels. That's just more corn than we need, just like we got more wheat than we need.
All right, well, hopefully we'll have a lot of wheat come this summer when we harvest this good crop, and we'll keep watching those markets as they go.